Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second, the center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third, the right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth, the second baseman, John Kerr. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth, the catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Watwood reaches third base with a triple. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Watwood scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and tags Dykes for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blue moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Haas reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Tote reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tote. The throw from Tate and he is out, Jeffries applying the tag. Simmons moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Miller moves to second. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebbing hits a line drive into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Blue reaches second base with a double. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Watwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Kerr moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Fonseca scores. Kerr moves to third. Tate moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Watwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Fonseca moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Mel Simons pinch hits for Bill Sissel. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing shortstop. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-3 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Dykes moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Earnshaw bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Heving moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Heving scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Red Faber. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Moore now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Carl Reynolds. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyons moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Fonseca scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Lefty Grove now pitching. Frank Grube pinch hits for Benny Tate. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Henlein pinch hits for Jim Moore. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.